The seven candidates running to be the next United Conservative Party leader and premier are split on whether Alberta should bring in its own provincial police force. Four of them told a debate Thursday that it's not a plan they would pursue right now. Not at this time, candidate Rebecca Schultz said to applause from local leaders at the Alberta municipality's annual meeting in Calgary. It is not supported by the vast majority of municipalities. And it is not something that has really come up on anybody's doorstep as I've traveled Alberta. Schultz said more must be done to address rural crime response time and security in cities, but added that could be addressed immediately by spending more money on specialized crime units and rural police initiatives. Danielle Smith said the goal is better policing without extra cost and that more systemic change is needed to help police deal with a high number of mental health and addiction cases. I would want to move immediately with augmenting our current, RCMP, policing, said Smith. Travis Tave said he is in favor of a provincial police service to better fight crime but understands municipalities worry about being saddled with onerous costs. I know you're concerned about having to pick up a larger portion of the tab, said Taves, promising to work with local leaders on a solution. Leela here said not enough consultation has been done with municipalities and there is not enough detail on how it will be paid for. There has been absolutely no information about funding, and it's bizarre how this information has come across all of our desks, said Ahir. We will talk about this and we will go forward, but I do not support it at this time. Brian Jean said the issue is bigger than more police officers and must also include stopping the revolving door of criminals through our justice system. Jean added, I commit to not removing the RCMP from Alberta. Todd Lowen said about 6 in 10 Albertans already receive police service by non-RCMP officers and the rest should at least have the option to pursue the same deal. I do support a provincial police force. But do I believe municipalities should pay for it? No, said Lowen. Rajan Sani characterized the provincial police force proposal as a solution in search of a problem and said more consultation is needed. I absolutely do not support an Alberta provincial police force, said Sani. I haven't heard one elected official actually speak in support of it. We're trying to jump to a solution to a problem that has not been fairly articulated. The Alberta municipalities represents and speaks for villages, towns and cities in the province. Alberta municipalities president Kathy Herron said they don't support the current model proposed by the government last fall. But Herron said they are open to a deeper dive on different options, perhaps hybrid models and ways to better treat root causes of crime. We would be open to a conversation about a provincial police force, just not the one that was proposed, Herron said in an interview. Earlier this year, the rural municipalities of Alberta said it supports keeping the RCMP and opposes the idea of a provincial police force because the government has failed to demonstrate how it would increase service levels in rural areas. Premier Jason Kenney's government is still investigating whether to pursue a plan to replace Mounties, who currently carry out their duties in rural areas and some smaller cities. A third-party consultants report released last October estimates it costs Alberta about $500 million a year for the RCMP. The federal government chips in $170 million under a cost-sharing agreement. The report said if Alberta decides to go it alone, it would cost about $735 million each year, on top of $366 million in startup costs. But it said there is potential for more cost-effective law enforcement by using existing human resources and the government's financial services to save money, and by drafting agreements with municipal forces to share specialized services. UCP members will select a new leader to replace Kenney on October 6. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 22, 2022. With files from Colette Derwaries in Calgary, Dean Bennett, the Canadian Press.